Mother God is the name of the new book. Mm-hmm. What is Mother God?
Well, Mother God is the co-creator of the Father God. And you know, what's so tragic is, long before the Da Vinci Code came out, long before Holy Blood, Holy Grail, the mm-hmm. messianic legacy, 40 years ago, we were very aware that through research that there was a Mother God. I was aware of it when I was a child. But, you know, you just, you know, the time is not right to bring that out because, you know, then you're bucking a lot of controversy. But, you know, what's so strange, I've traveled the world, Turkey and Greece and, you know, in Egypt, and every single religion except ours, but of course, you know, Christianity and Mary,
sure.
Really has, in Turkey, they have the Anatolia, has a feminine principle to God. I think that when you look at even Genesis, in any Bible, whether it's the King James Version, Aquarian, or a Jerusalem Bible, Douay, it always said, we created. Now, who's the we? You know, God mm-hmm. doesn't have a mouse in their pocket. The thing about it is, women have always been sort of put down, and yet, if we were made in the image and likeness of God, I can't just buy the fact that we're made out of Adam's rib. I mean, we had to be known by God. So if you look in all the ancient religions, whether it was Isis, Theodora, Astra, all of them had a Mother God. And you see, that's what I've always believed the Holy Grail was. It wasn't just the cup that Christ was drinking out of. It was really, they were searching for the validation, and the Knights Templar, the Cathars,
sure.
the Illuminata, they always knew, even some of the Masons, Rosicrucians, have always kept it very secret that, you know, there was a Mother God, because the controversy in Christianity was that if you brought that out, you know, you really could have been, you know, a heretic and be burned.
Well, are we dealing with, in your mind, two gods, a Mother God, a Father God, or is it still just one?
Well, it's actually two. I mean, if you really look at your own mind and in my mind or all of our minds, there's an intellect and emotion, isn't there?
I mean,
there's a left and right brain. So there is an actual entity. People always say, is God an actual entity? And I always say, yes, but God the Father is the prima mobile. He's the one that holds everything in its place. In other words, by his omnipotent grace, he holds us. She is the interceptor. She's the one that moves in and out of life. She's the one that's the miracle worker. She's the one that creates darkness to go away. She's the one that is the activator. His emotion is the activator.
Some macho guy will be hearing the show right now and hear about the feminine side of our creator. That's not what you're talking about.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Because we're emotion and intellect. We're male and female. And that doesn't mean that I'm male. Do you see what I mean? I'm very feminine, but I certainly have an intellect side to myself.
Sure.
But it's ridiculous to think that there's just one. But see, that was the church's idea of the patriarchal. Catholicism was very smart because they decided to put Mary in. Now, if you notice, whenever Mary appears, and because I've studied theology for years in Guadalupe, in Lourdes, in Fatima, she never once says, I'm the mother of Jesus. She always, always states, I'm the mother of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she has her own supernatural, if I can use that word,
yes.
supernatural powers.
Absolutely.
That are godlike.
Oh, certainly.
Well, that's a good point. What got you to this feeling of a Mother God?
My grandmother, who was a great psychic in Kansas City and still is known in Kansas City by some of the older people that she read for, always kept touting the fact that there was a Mother God. Then when I began to research in college and my master's degree and all that, and studying all the religions, I said, hey, you know, everybody has, most all the religions had a counterpart. How come the Western world doesn't? I mean, even when you go to Kenya or you study some of the, not only the Eastern religions that have the Mother God, whether it's Shiva or whatever, but even when you study even the Indian shamans, they always had a mother, you know.
Does this Mother God work in tandem with the so-called Father God?
Absolutely. Except she can create more miracles than he can. I've said to people, even if you, you know, I always say take with you what you want and leave the rest, because I think if you start saying I'm the only one that you believe in, you get into occultism and we all start drinking Kool-Aid. But I've always said to people, just try it. You know, even when I was in Catholicism, they used to say, if Christ shuts the window, Mary opens the door. I've always said, if nothing else, certainly pray to God the Father. I have a tremendous affinity and love for God, but I always have petitioned Mary, or ask whatever you, Sophie, you know, Theodora, it doesn't matter what you call her, but I've always petitioned her when I get into problems.